In 2009, minutes after U.S. Airways Flight 1549 took off from New York's LaGuardia Airport, pilot Chesley Sullenberger radioed the control tower.
Cactus 1549, turn left lane 270.
This is Cactus 1549. Hit birds. We've lost thrust on both engines. Returning back towards LaGuardia.
Okay. Sullenberger had few options and made an emergency landing in the Hudson River. The passengers and crew were evacuated safely. His plane had hit a flock of Canada geese.
So the Canada goose is a beautiful bird. I love birds. But there's a place for birds, and there's a place not for birds. And you do not want birds around the airfield, especially large-bodied birds.
Carla Dove identified the birds that brought down Flight 1549. She's director of the Bird Identification Lab at the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, where she manages a reference collection of 620,000 bird specimens housed in floor-to-ceiling cabinets on the sixth floor of the museum.
It's over 150 years old. We have probably about 85% of the diversity of birds of the world represented here. So there are 10,000 species. We have about 8,500 in our collections.
Feathers and debris scraped from airplane windshields or wiped on a paper towel from the inside of an engine arrive here in plastic zip bags, which Dove sorts through each morning. Each year, she analyzes some 10,000 cases.
We are probably the only full-time lab that's dedicated to bird strike identification. We receive feathers from basically from all over the world. Military bases, commercial airfields, as long as the material comes from an aircraft that's an American-flagged aircraft or lands at an airport where American aircraft land, we will accept that under our FAA contract for identification.
In this day's mail, she's sorting through feathers connected to an incident with an Air Force plane over Niagara Falls, New York, in July.
And these are the feathers that were received. So we open these up and you can already see that we have some color and some pattern on here. These are very beautiful feathers. This is a small bird, though. This is a tail feather from a small bird. So I have an idea of what I think it is.
Dove immediately turns to cabinets behind her, pulls out a bird from one of the drawers, and matches the feathers.
Bird strike solved. This is an American kestrel.
But it's not always so easy, even with 20 years on the job. Sometimes Dove must look for clues in the feather's structure under the microscope. She compares what she sees with a reference collection of microslides for a positive match. And if she has only tiny bits and pieces to go on, Dove turns to DNA analysis.
Which is a little snippet of DNA that we use. We have an online library that we match up our unknown sequences to, called the Barcode of Life Library. Part of that library was made from specimens from this collection, from the tissue samples that we have stored from our specimens.
DNA analysis has improved the ability to identify the species in bird strikes by nearly 30% over pre-DNA years. Dove says knowing the bird culprit is the first step in addressing the problem.
Once you know what the birds are, the wildlife biologists will make recommendations to the airfields and the airports. The engineers will take the data on the weights of birds, and they will use that when they design new engines and new aircraft parts to make those parts withstand certain bird weights at certain speeds.
Dove says with more flights than ever before and an increase in birds in the sky, more collisions are inevitable. However, her hope is that identifying the species will lead to changes in management that can save lives and property. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.